Hey guys, welcome to the Brew the Truth podcast. I'm the host, Deloxide, and I've got
Are you the host?
Because
you didn't say when the show was starting.
Here, Drunk Joe. You can find all of our previous episodes on our Drinking Wise Men YouTube channel, and this is episode 8 about us ranting about drunk shit. So,
are we going to talk about drunk shit?
We always do.
Oh, we're going to talk about shit while we're drunk.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. You got Sol there that you're drinking out of a Stella glass, and I'm drinking Newcastle. Out of a Newcastle, go figure. So yeah, first off, we'll go ahead and cheers real quick and get one in.
Ding.
Also, that's what she said.
Okay. So, today, let's go ahead and we got some topics we're going to talk on, and so...
Wait. Do you mean topics?
So we got some topics we're going to talk on. Now, something that that Joe here wanted to talk a little bit about was some binge-worthy shows. And So I've got an appropriate little, you know, illustration up here. Netflix bingeable TV shows. I took it from somewhere on the internet. I don't remember.
Is that a real, like, logo?
It's from somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it looked good, so I was like, shit, I'll throw that in there.
Oh, yeah. Everything that I see, I steal.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking internet klepto.
I mean, it's the Netflix logo with just some fucking different font under it. Big deal. But it looked good enough for me not to have to create something. So, hey, that's even better.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's I actually do feel like Netflix is pretty much home of the binge watching. So I feel that that's kind of truth, at least. And I mean, I don't really, I do binge watch a lot of anime, but the anime that I binge watch, you know, I download the entire series and binge it from there.
Or so Crunchyroll.
No, I don't Crunchyroll that shit.
Really?
Yeah, no, never. I don't.
Do they not have the right translations or something?
No, I just never wanted to pay ever for streaming anime. Like, seemed like a waste to me. So I just download the 720p versions, which is basically what Crunchyroll shows anyways. And I have no delay, and it's pretty much perfect. And I actually do it with almost all the TV shows that I watch. So, you know, any of the bigger shows that come out that I can't get because I don't have, you know, standard cable, I usually pick up and then watch just from the episode.
Attention, federal government. He is violating all of your laws.
No, I never said anything about American shows, okay?
Because the country of origin is different.
It matters.
It's not illegal.
It matters.
It matters if somebody else isn't distributing it.
So, yeah. Anyways, but no big deal. So, what shows in particular were you thinking of when you thought of this topic?
Well, actually, I wasn't thinking of a Netflix show, but lately, me and the wife have been watching Shark Tank.
Oh, man. I love watching Shark Tank.
So it started because I was watching YouTube clips, and I just saw, like, oh, this is the craziest deal ever. And, I, you know, clicked on, and I was like,
of course.
I was like, oh, my God, that wasn't really, like, a crazy deal. But I did like the show format. So we throw it up on our TiVo, just tell it to record all Shark Tank ever.
Yeah.
And then I start from the bottom, and I'm at season 7 right now. And I mean, it skips some because it hasn't recorded them all.
Yeah.
But the DVR filled up like in a day and a half.
Oh, because there's so
they
many.
They play it so often.
Yeah, when I go visit my buddy in Arizona, he usually watches shit like that. So he has cable or Dish or whatever. And when that's on, I'm always like watching it. I'm like, oh, man, what's going to happen? You know, like,
I'm like screaming at the TV. Yeah, I'm screaming at the TV like, that's a crazy valuation. And then Kevin's like, I'll tell you what I'm going to do here. I don't want your interest. I don't want your equity. So I'm going to structure a deal a little like this. I'm the creative one. So I'm going to give you $150,000 in debt. And then I'm going to take 7.5% on that debt. You can pay me back in 36 months. And then I'll make you the convertible loan. And then I'll amortize it over. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man. Like, they do some fucking crazy shit. But
only Kevin, though. Only Kevin.
And it's it is enjoyable to watch. It's very
well. The
enjoyable.
Best part is after every segment, we can go search and see how the company actually did.
Mm-hmm.
And like we can bet with each other, like, oh, you know, I bet they didn't even sign the fucking deal, or I bet this, or I bet that.
That and sounds then, like a fun drinking game.
It is. What was that? Oh yeah. So there's speaking of binge watching shows, not to change the topic, but there's a castle show, and I don't mean the show Castle. I mean there's a Netflix show about famous castles in
cool.
Secrets of Great British Castles, and the wife's been having it on, and the drinking game that I was referring to when I made that segue was there's an episode, like maybe three episodes in a row, where this dude, okay, it's one episode, but it felt like three, and the dude just keeps on saying, what was it, Carrick Fergus, and he's like, he just keeps saying the castle name, and he's like, and there were people around Carrick Fergus. Carrick Fergus Castle. Carrick Fergus. Carrick Fergus. Carrick Fergus. And he, like, just nonstop.
You know, I've noticed inside of my podcasts that usually I'll use the same word continuously throughout it. So if I say something like, oh, yeah, this is excellent, then I'll reuse excellent maybe like 20 or 30 times in the same episodes. And sometimes I'm just sitting there editing it and I'm just like, clipping that out over and over again, the same fucking things, because I use the same terms a lot back to back for some reason. I don't know why, just because I guess I don't have a lot to say, you know, like I kind of like how people are like all the time.
I don't know what that's like.
Yeah, I don't really do it either, but I do have pauses between things.
That was a joke. Because I said the word like.
Yeah, I know, but you didn't say it in the aspect of like.
No, I didn't. Anyway. Yeah.
So I do think that Netflix does have a lot of binge-worthy shows. That being the case, I kind of feel like the Marvel shows that have been coming out recently have not been really great. Even
I agree. Couldn't even finish Luke Cage. I was really excited about it.
I didn't even watch it because people said it was such trash. And well, I hear Iron Fist is terrible.
It got great reviews. And so I thought it was going to be good.
Yeah,
and
you
it
know,
just
like
it
Daredevil
just
I really liked.
Yeah, Daredevil was all right. Jessica Jones was good.
Jessica Jones was good too.
Yeah.
And they're actually making a combined series that's coming out that I'll probably watch because it's got both of them in it. And I liked House of Cards a lot, season one.
Well,
and two.
House of Cards, yeah.
And, you know,
it does take a little bit of time to get into his accent, though. Like the first episode, I was like,
you know, it could have been worse. So,
yeah.
That's very enjoyable. And I got to say that probably most of the shows that I binge watch are through Netflix these days. Yeah. I don't really just straight up watch anything else. Obviously, it's impossible to binge some things because, you know, like Game of Thrones, you basically, if you are watching it, you want to watch it every week. You don't want to binge it. That's the same with any of the AMC shows that are really big, like The Walking Dead. People usually want to watch that like as soon as it comes out. And that's one thing that I don't do with anime because there's just so much anime out there that it's just easier for me to wait for it to be done, like wait a season, and then I can just watch it over a day. You know?
Yeah, you
and,
mean like a show like Attack on Titan, maybe?
Oh, yes.
Which, second season, right? Yeah. Is that out already?
Yeah, it is, and I'm not watching it.
Don't tell me.
Watching it.
Because it's not done yet.
Exactly, and there's another one. Hero Academy that I'm not watching that I really enjoyed the first season of. And I basically, if it's like a really, really long running show, like One Piece or something like that, that's got, you know, over 600 episodes, then I'll wait a period of time and let the episodes kind of like pile up and then I'll catch up on those. Usually we wait about a year, but as of recently, because I've been using more Instagram and other things like this, I've been seeing spoilers. And so I'm like, well, now it's time to catch up. Yeah. So that kind of sucks. But I mean, that's one thing I fucking hate is when people spoil shit. And then other people that you're like trying to tell maybe the storyline of whatever your favorite show is right now. And they're like, oh, no, don't tell me. I'm going to watch it. And then like 2 years later, those motherfuckers haven't watched it. That gets me. It's like, you know what? I could have told you how this ended and it was really fucking cool. And you would have enjoyed it at the time. But now you just missed out on how cool it was altogether. Because you just suck.
Yeah. So a show that we last binge-worthy here. I watched the show a long time ago. It's an older show. I bought the DVD set. I watched the DVD set. And then DVDs became too high maintenance because, you know, having to stand up after four episodes and put a disc out and into a DVD player is just way too much work.
Yeah.
They have released the Friends seasons on to Netflix, and I watched through them again. And honestly, I didn't know they were that good. I thought that, like, after season four, it just kind of got worse. It really doesn't. I just didn't like it at the time or something.
Yeah, you know, I feel like Friends definitely was underrated for its time. I used to watch it when it aired.
Well, I don't know if you can call a show that where everybody made $1 million an episode underrated.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I guess I kind of felt like it wasn't that great either, is what I'm saying, when it aired.
Exactly.
I didn't watch it, but I also didn't get some of the stuff that was happening in it. And, like, I also feel like, you know, How I Met Your Mother is obviously really good. A lot of people really enjoyed it. I liked it too, but there are some definite misses inside of there. But the majority of the episodes were pretty funny. And another show that I feel like is really, really good, that was really good in the earlier seasons, was Big Bang Theory, when they still made intellectual jokes that were actually intellectual jokes, instead of it being like, oh yeah, I like The Flash. Yeah, I fucking hate that shit. Like, because, I mean, did you watch seasons of Big Bang at all?
I watched the first three seasons, and then I fell out of love with laugh tracks. They're so distracting to me now. There was a show by, I think it was an Ashton Kutcher show that came out on Netflix, and it looked funny, and it got decent reviews, and then there was a laugh track, and I was just like, oh, God. I thought it would be Ashton that pissed me off, but no, it was just fucking laugh track.
I don't mind the laugh track so much. I mind that the first season, they had a lot of jokes that were really flying over people's heads, and I really loved that because I understood the jokes, you know? And so I'd be sitting there, and I'd be, like, busting up, and everyone else would be like, what? And I was like, yeah, this is really good. And they got rid of that. Now there are no jokes like that, and it's all basic shit. And so I kind of don't like that. But I definitely wouldn't say that's a binge-worthy show. But, like, How I Met Your Mother, definitely. Friends, definitely. Almost all the Netflix series. But, I mean, they make them to be binge-worthy. When they release a series, they release the entire fucking thing, not just, like, one or two episodes. So they know what they're doing. And they definitely have fucking binge-watching by the throat. That is their shit. Do you agree?
No.
Oh, who do you think has the best binge shows right now?
Your mom.
My mom doesn't binge any shows.
Next topic.
All right, so something that I've mentioned to Joe here that he apparently didn't know about. So, prom season.
I still don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, man, have you not watched any videos on this?
I refuse.
Okay, so
I'll look at my wife's face and see her eyes rolling.
The promposal, okay? So, basically,
so they're getting married during prom, right? That's what's happening?
No, not at all. Basically, somewhere along the line, what happened is some fucking extravagant bastard decided that he was going to spend a bunch of money to ask his prom date to prom. So, similar to a proposal for a wedding.
He's ruining it for everybody else.
Yeah, basically. So, what happened was, you know, he made this really, really extravagant promposal, is what they call them, and from there, people started, you know, obviously they go viral, and people started doing them all over the fucking place. So there's tons and tons and tons of them, and some of them are just so bad. And most of them, since, you know, they're all like teenagers, or there's a lot of, like, you know, chicken nugget oriented ones, and, you know, what, just cheesy ones that are like, you know.
Or are there cheese themed ones?
I would not doubt it. I can't believe that you have not seen any of these. Like, you should watch a video on one now.
You're basically telling me that it's awful, and then you're telling me to watch it.
That's how bad they are, that you have to see it. It's like,
I don't have
it's to like
see it.
When you
My
see
life
something
is fuller
and you just
not
can't
having
take
seen
your
these.
For instance, if you see, like, a fat guy falling down, like, you know it's bad to watch, but you can't stop watching because you know it's going to be funny.
I'd rather see him get hit by a bus or something.
I mean, that's, I guess, personal preference. I I don't think I've ever seen.
Oh, anyone. So now I'm weird because I want to watch him get hit by a bus. But you're normal because you
tripping and falling
fall
is
down.
Funny.
You know, you okay. didn't specify. Maybe you meant fall off a cliff. Maybe that's what you meant.
I mean, no, I didn't.
Faces of Death, anyone?
But, yeah, you know what? I think that everyone that
those are really sad to watch.
Yeah, I feel like that those are kind of lost with the time too. Like you say that, and people will probably have to Google it to figure out what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, I hope they don't Google it. Dude, there was this one where this, like, I think it was like a Nazi or something.
Yeah, that's not. I mean, it's.
But it was really gross.
In case you're like out of the loop of the old internet, you know, you want to check out
the old internet.
Yeah, the old internet. You wanna check out, what is it? Meat Spin and.
No, you don't. Oh, although you should go to Zombo.com because that is the funniest fucking website ever. Hello and welcome to Zombo.com.
So.
Hello, this is Zombo.com and welcome to you who have come.
Basically.
You can do anything at Zombo.com.
Basically, prom proposals are exactly like wedding proposals, except for they're regarding prom. So if you could think of just the most extravagant. Wedding proposal that you've ever seen, and then instead of it being a wedding proposal, just think of it in your head as a prom date, you know?
Is there like a super crazy one that you recommend for an introduction to promposals and you're going to put it in the description?
They're all fucking just so dumb. I guess the whole reason that I wanted to talk about this is like, at what point did we decide as a society that it was okay to spend, you know, in some cases thousands of dollars to ask somebody to fucking prom?
I think it's just people wanting attention in the form of the internet, like, you know, what we're doing right now.
Yeah, you mean so. They're just trying to get shit to go viral.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's like the new status symbol.
Honestly, like, if I really wanted to try and make shit go viral, I just take photos of my cats all the fucking time, all the shit that they do, and hope that one of those go viral, because unfortunately, apparently, we're just not interesting enough to go viral like some of these other videos are.
Because I'm watching this dude walk down some red carpet thing that he made, and the girl's freaking out, and he's got flowers. He gets down on one knee, and then they hug, and everybody's popping shit, and it's really dumb.
Yeah, but it's like more extravagant than it
needs to
be, right?
Oh, it's a compilation. Okay. I was like, that's only 30 seconds. Why is this video 5 minutes?
Yeah, it's exceedingly more extravagant than it needs to be.
Today I expected 4 years with you, and I may also experience prom with you. Oh, today I experienced 4 years with you. Okay. So stupid.
I agree. So this is like the ridiculous kind of shit that our current youth spends their time
doing. This started going on like years ago. Why now? Like, why is it upsetting to you now?
Oh, well, actually the reason was because prom is currently like in season.
Oh, it's
right
going
now.
On. Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. So it's something that I am constantly being reminded of by watching all this terrible news about this kind of stupid shit. You know, like.
You mean like on your Facebook feed?
Oh, God. Facebook's fucking terrible, man. Like, they're great. They're great at one thing, okay? The one thing that they're fucking great at is sending me products that they think that I'll buy. All right. So I get the most kick-ass Kickstarters and, you know, fund whatever, GoFundMes, all that shit. They are so fucking awesome, but...
Like the Grainfather?
Oh, the Grainfather. And, like, I also get the tasty videos and all that shit, the cooking videos, and they're usually actually...
No, those aren't very good. Those aren't very good.
No, they're not, actually. That's the thing, is that...
They're well-produced.
Most of them are not, like, the food that they make is not great, so... I do watch some of them, but only because I like to see how they do certain things.
Yeah, I like to watch them, but there's, like, we tried one of them, me and the wife and a friend of ours. We went over, and there was, like, some kind of, I think it was a pick-apart pizza bread or something like that.
Oh, but I've seen the video for that. It doesn't seem like there's enough taste to it. Like,
that's not the problem. The problem is that they use that Pillsbury dough shit.
Yeah.
And as soon as you use that, it just tastes like gas. Like, it doesn't actually taste like bread. It's really nasty. I hate Pillsbury. Everything they do, like, they have like a cinnamon bun one, and it's like, oh, it tastes just like Cinnabon, and then you have it and it's like, nope, tastes just like Pillsbury. Like,
I don't really have a problem with the Pillsbury stuff, but honestly the thing that I like the most that Pillsbury makes is probably their biscuits, and those are like frozen.
They're
so
okay.
You can't really fuck that up, you know, they're frozen dinner biscuits. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's, I feel like I said, this seems like it's something that people blow out of proportion for no reason. Why are we doing promposals? Why is this a fucking thing? And I guess you kind of nailed it by saying, you know, people want to get internet famous, but I just feel like a lot of it is a huge fucking waste of time and energy.
Huge waste. I'm going to propose to my girlfriend. It's going to be the biggest proposal ever. It's going to be gigantic, ginormous.
As big as the wall.
The biggest, beautiful proposal ever. I'm going to go down to the wall. I'm going to spray paint the wall, and it's going to be a big picture, and it's going to be beautiful, and then she's going to be, and then we're going to, and then, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll get a limo.
And, like, I don't know about you, but when I went to the two proms that I went to.
I didn't go to prom.
Oh, okay. Well,
I went to somebody else's homecoming once, but I didn't go to prom.
Huh. Yeah, it's not really worth it, to be honest. Like,
it's fucking expensive.
The second time that I went, I already owned a tuxedo, so I didn't have to rent a tuxedo, and I didn't do a limo.
And it still fit into it, probably.
Well, I only bought it like a year before, so yeah, definitely.
No, I mean, right now you fit into it.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's a little big on me, actually. But,
God, I'm kidding.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's enough on promposals. Now,
Cummerbund.
Now, lastly, I just want to make everyone aware.
Is this here. The wait? Hold on, is it an album cover for like that Michael Jackson like Save the World thing?
First off, Michael Jackson wasn't the only one that sang that song. There were like 20 artists, and they were all really big names. And there were people in there that weren't even song artists that were in there. So
okay, well, is it a song where Michael Jackson says, save the world, make it a better place?
I don't know. I just fucking Googled Earth Destruction, and that's what came up. And I liked
Earth Destruction.
It.
That looks like a bunch of hands, like, touching the earth.
And I think that it's supposed to be things blown out somewhere. But anyways,
yeah, doesn't look like it.
The reason that this photo of, you know, the Bring the Earth Together, according to Drunk Joe here, is up there is because, you know, one of our greatest scientific minds of the age has decided that it will be less than 100 years before we should flee the Earth.
I mean, there's a lot of good reasons to flee the Earth right now. I don't know why 100 years from now is going to be any different.
Especially if you live in America.
Oh, well.
But, I mean, so here's the thing. What's
the thing?
I can agree.
Tell me the thing.
With by the way, we're talking about Stephen Hawking.
We're talking about Stephen Hawking and how he thinks that AI is going to take over the fucking world.
No,
and we're all going to be
not just AI.
We should all just worship our new robot overlords.
It's not just AI. Okay.
What else could it be?
Well, the overpopulation.
The overpollution. How much area isn't populated? There's so much space in the world.
Yeah, there's space in the world that isn't populated because it doesn't make economic sense to populate it. Like,
yeah, guess why it doesn't make economic sense to populate it? Because there's no population centers around it. That's why it doesn't make any sense to populate it.
Like, the desert that we live near is not populated because...
We live in a fucking desert.
Yeah, we do live in the desert, but I'm talking about, like, you know, large land masses. The bigger portion of the state is not populated because it's just too difficult to populate it. You know, just throwing down streets and shit like that there, the infrastructure alone would cost so much fucking money compared to a place that, you know, was in the middle of the sticks that they could just...
Do you know what actually stifles growth? It's not terrain. It's the government. It's regulation.
People, so you think that the reason that the bigger portion of Nevada is not populated is because the government's stopping it, not because it's mostly sand?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the reason that hasn't been populated is because we don't need to populate it yet. Okay? There are places that are more hospitable, and it makes a lot more sense to go there first. But it doesn't mean you can't populate a desert, because we already do it. There are already a bunch of villages.
And we could also live in towers that are 100 stories tall where we would never have to...
Yeah, and they do that too.
Yeah, okay, but, like,
Well, okay, what, to give me the real – okay, so it's not space, right? We established that it is not a limited amount of space to house the people.
But it is a limited amount of space.
Hold on. One at a time, So we've already established that it's not a limited amount of space for the people to reside in.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, so what is the limited space for? What is the problem?
So the problem is that people are only going to live near the resources that are required for people to live, which is going to be, you know, food, water, work.
You don't do that. The only thing you live near is work. The only water you find is from the city, and the only food you eat is from the supermarket.
Yeah, I have access to all three of these things.
But the only reason there's a supermarket is because there's people here. So anywhere you go, anywhere people go, there will be a supermarket. Because there will be a market.
Okay, but in this scenario where we build up 100 stories in every building, that's not the case. And it's just exceedingly dangerous to have a building that's that tall, especially if there are any kind of, you know, attacks on it of any kind or even a disaster.
It's not dangerous to have a big building. They have them everywhere.
Yeah, but I'm saying that if there's like a fire inside of a big building, it's more dangerous than a fire inside of like a house.
So you make it
more
safer.
People that are. So now we're going to talk about we make the earth safer. It'll be OK.
Do you think houses burn more often than apartment buildings? Because I think so.
No, I think apartment buildings burn more often than houses.
When I say apartment buildings, I don't mean like the four unit one. I mean like the giant apartment buildings that are in like New York and stuff. Like an apartment building.
I'm pretty sure that those burn more frequently too. And the damage to those is usually more extensive, but since those buildings inside of New York that you're talking about are usually made out of like brick or some kind of
steel.
You know, stone or something.
Steel.
Yeah, if they're made out of steel, apparently that's not good enough that, you know, they can't just replace it. So usually they'll have to replace that kind of shit. But either way, so
we don't have stats on
that.
Let's
just say that population is not a reason to leave Earth. Okay. Well, I will disagree, but I will agree to concede that there isn't a problem with populating area. Okay. So there's no reason that we should have to leave for population, except unless we start to get like everywhere is like China, basically. You know what I mean? And besides that, AI taking over the world, I don't think is really a big deal. Like, that's not anything.
Are you saying you wouldn't mind if they did, or you don't think that they will?
I mean, I think that if they do, it'll be more like the WALL-E type takeover, not necessarily the Terminator type takeover. So
yeah, that makes more sense.
So that's kind of how I feel like it will be. But the thing that I am concerned about is something very controversial in America today, climate change, and
shut the fuck up.
And pollution, basically.
Shut the fuck up. Climate change.
You don't believe that pollution is the thing?
Oh my God, are you fucking kidding me? Do you know how low pollution is right now in the States?
So what? So it's low in the States.
Do you know where it's actually high? Do you know where pollution is actually high in the world?
Where is it high?
You don't know?
I would assume China.
China's one of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Where else?
Anywhere that there's huge production markets. China, India.
India, yeah.
I mean, Taiwan. Like, you know,
I don't know. Germany.
Huh. I wonder, I mean, they make a lot of beer, but
yeah, that's all Germany does.
But no, so I mean, like, we could agree that there's pollution, right? At the very least.
Of course, there's, you know what there's more
and
pollution
what from? What do you think happens to that pollution? It just...
All right, I'm going to pose to you a very specific question.
Okay.
Would you stop eating beef for the rest of your life?
That's the question? That's it?
Yep.
For no other reason?
No, to stop pollution.
No. And they won't. Here's the thing. Here's the reason that I wouldn't to stop pollution. Because now, hold on. Let me say this. If you changed it to, would you stop eating beef to stop pollution for a billion people? Then sure. Okay. But it's never going to happen because people are never going to stop eating.
You know what else they're not going to stop doing?
Polluting.
Driving cars.
Polluting.
They're never going to stop driving cars.
Polluting. You're right. They're never going to stop polluting.
I choose to say driving cars, the byproduct of which is polluting. People don't go out and wake up and say, you know what I'm going to do today?
And
I'm
by the way, I want to mention that's polluting no matter what kind of car you drive, because people always tend to forget that those batteries have to go fucking somewhere in your electric car after they've burnt out or have to be replaced. So
I get the battery thing for gas mileage to save money. I get that. But I recently purchased a car, and I will tell you that the $4,000 premium on average that a hybrid car costs does not offset the cost of the gas mileage difference for the life of the, let's say, 10 years of the car. Okay, maybe after 15, 20 years, maybe. But after 15, 20 years.
You don't buy it because of that. You buy it because it's environmentally friendly, which is completely fucking false.
Hold on, it gets better. Okay, well, I don't do it for that. I would do it to save money. Yeah. But I wouldn't save money in the near term. Now, after those 10 years goes by, I'm guessing, and I have no proof of this, but I'm guessing there's going to be some problem with that electric car related to the battery. Oh, yeah. And that's going to cost me more than repairing a regular car. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the kicker, okay? And this is not a knock. This is a really big positive for an electric car, okay? Not a hybrid car, a full electric car,
yeah.
Okay? I know a guy, and he bought some, I think it's like a Mitsubishi or something. I can't remember the brand. But he bought some off-brand electric car at a dealership. And they have a deal with a local power company. And the local power company discounts the power bill for the house that the car is plugged into. Hmm. Okay? So you're paying, instead of, let's just say you pay $1 per kilowatt, now you're paying 45 cents a kilowatt just because you own that fucking car.
Per kilowatt, man. You are fucking getting screwed.
I don't know. Okay, I'm just saying. Let's say you pay 100% of the cost
I think
of
the
one.
The standard cost right now in the state is 11 cents.
Okay. So let's just say you pay 10 cents per kilowatt, okay?
Sure.
Now you're paying 4.5 cents per kilowatt just because you own the car. Okay, yeah. That's crazy. That's beautiful.
I wonder how long it goes on for, but yeah, that'd be cool. So, I mean, I do believe that the eventuality is that Earth will become uninhabitable due to one of the problems that was stated by Mr. Hawking, which I believe they were pretty much what you summed up: population, pollution, AI, essentially.
I don't think so. What is pollution? The worst pollution.
Now, I have to say, I don't think it will happen in 100 years. I think it'll happen.
Yeah, it won't happen in our
that.
Lifetime. I agree. But, and you know, this is kind of a cop out. I agree. Like, you know, intellectually, it's a cop out.
Yeah.
I would think that, like, just like 100 years ago, they didn't think that we would have nuclear power. Okay. 100 years from now, we're probably going to have something even better than cold fusion. Okay.
Yeah. And, like, I mean, here's the thing is I've always said to people,
and
we
never would have got there unless we use the fossil fuels that were available to us.
Yeah. And it's
so
with everything always kind of advancing and going forward and evolving, you know, whenever I see someone that's overweight and unhealthy and things like this, whenever I see this, you know,
you
want to
watch them fall.
No, not necessarily, but it would be funny. But I always think like, oh man, that's really, really unhealthy. And they're probably shortening their lifespan. But then I additionally think, by the time that they're old enough that they're going to die from this, they'll have a pill that they can take that'll just fucking clear their arteries and it'll be all good.
I really doubt that.
I mean, nanomachines are a thing, man. But
I know nanomachines are a thing, but I think that there is always going to be actual consequences to the human body forever. I really believe that. I think forever there will always be the hard way to fix things, and there will never be the easy thing for humans.
We could definitely talk about some of the stuff that is coming forward in
that
the
should be
bodily
topic,
structure.
Yeah,
a different topic on a different time. So that basically sums up all of our topics today, guys.
Oh my
thanks
God, we
again.
Went long. Jeez.
Yeah, a little bit long. So
it didn't even feel like it. Sorry.
Thanks again for joining us. If you have any suggestions for future shows, please let us know. Please do comment, subscribe to our channel. And again, cheers.
Oh yeah. If you're going to subscribe, upvote or downvote. Downvote. No, I mean upvote. Upvote.
Upvote or downvote what?
Us. The channel. I mean the video.
Yeah.
The thumbs up or thumbs down?
Yeah, exactly. And if you thumbs down us, please leave a comment for why you thumbs down us, because otherwise we can't get better.
That's fair.
Cheers again, and thanks for joining us.
Deuces.